Audio 84, Pathologies and Ways of Life. Some of the diseases suffered by this population, such as bone infections or congenital defects, have been identified in the skeletal remains of Canadians. Of special interest is the damage to the bone tissues that have to do with the ways and living conditions of the ancient Canadians. An example is the fractures in the bones of the extremities, like those visible in the femurs and the tibia in the showcase. Such injuries could be linked to accidents occurring in the course of agricultural and livestock activities carried out in a very rugged geography, such as that of Gran Canaria. However, the traumas that are shown in the skulls are related to the exercise of physical violence. In the case of the individual inventoried as number 32, a sharp object penetrated the bone. Skull 33 shows a depressed fracture caused by the impact of a blunt object. Both people survived the confrontation as the wounds are healed. The presence of this type of injury among the indigenous population is high, and in a significant proportion was not lethal. Social inequalities, access to resources, and strategies deployed to maintain the established social order are some of the causes that could explain these confrontations. The insular context and the isolation of the population could also be factors that aggravated conflict situations.